This is the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation, recorded at the Hammer Museum. Each week, Diana Winston, Dr. Allison Pimentel, or one of the UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
I want to welcome everyone to our Thursday Mindful Awareness Meditation. I'm curious, how many people are here for the first time? I see a lot of new people. Yeah, okay, great. So just to let you know, we've been doing a meditation here at the Hammer for, almost 16 years. I'm Diana Winston. I'm the director of UCLA Mindful. We're the Mindfulness Education Center at UCLA Health. Not only are we sitting here in this room, but there are what I think at this moment are about hundreds of people who listen to the meditation and practice along with it, and they're all around the world. So it's always a pleasure to be here and get to practice with all of you and to share the practice of mindfulness. So mindfulness is paying attention to our present moment experiences with openness, curiosity, and a willingness to be with that experience. So it's really about how do we learn to be in the present moment. And much of our life, if we get a sense of it, we notice that we're lost in the past or we're lost in the future. We're lost in the past thinking about something that happened, replaying it. Why did I do that? Why did I say that? What was going on? Feeling bad about things that happened. Or we're off into the future, planning, obsessing, worrying, going into the worst case scenario. And mindfulness is this invitation back into the present moment. And when we start to do that, we begin to have more of like a refuge inside us, a place of ease and well-being that we can access that's available to us at any moment. But it takes time, it takes practice to have that ability to not be lost and come back to the moment. Now, there are different ways to practice mindfulness. And some of you, if you've done meditation before, you may know that there's a kind of a very standard way that a lot of us practice, which is to find our breathing or something that's happening in our body mind that's really kind of stable, neutral, and bringing our attention there, and then our attention wanders and we bring it back. That's one way to practice, but there are many ways to practice this present moment awareness, this present time awareness. And so one of the things we'll do today is explore different ways of doing it. In particular, we're going to look at a more open, spacious, relaxed mindfulness. And there's some of you who've practiced with me for a while, you know what I'm talking about. If you're new, don't worry. I'm going to walk you through it, because what we're really trying to do is help access a place of well-being inside ourselves. Much of us, you know, right now the world is, there's a lot that's going on in the world that's making us all a little nutty, right? I mean, it's a very challenging time. What's happening just if you're here in the U.S. and globally, there's so many ways, and in our own personal lives, so many ways in which we feel uncentered, not connected to ourselves, overwhelmed, anxious, not in the present moment, and definitely not accessing that part of us that's a place of ease and well-being. And so what I want to do with this practice is we'll first try to meditate in a focused way to help us calm and concentrate the mind, and then we'll move to how do we find that place of well-being inside ourselves. Okay? So let's settle back into a comfortable position. And if you have, if you're here for the first time, just the invitation is feet on the floor if that's accessible, back upright, but not too rigid or tight. Hands resting wherever they're comfortable. So that could be, on your knees, lap, arms of the chair. And if you wish to close your eyes, you can, but you don't have to. So closed eyes, for some people, feels great to meditate in that way. And for others, they want to keep them open, in which case I recommend downward cast so that you're not too distracted. So let's begin with a deeper, longer, slower breath. And as you do that, just inviting yourself to come more fully into this present moment. Each deep breath inviting you more fully here, calming ourselves if that's possible, bringing in the possibility of relaxation, ease, and well-being. That is natural to all human beings, but most of the time that's not where we live. Most of the time we're lost in our worries and concerns and remorse and grief and anger and all of those things. So, taking more breaths, arriving here and now. And now let's notice our feet on the ground. You can feel the weight of your feet as they touch the ground. And if you're practicing at home, you might be sitting in a different posture, but just finding whatever is most connected to the ground. And just feeling any obvious sensations, pressure, heaviness, hardness, softness, warmth. You might notice your thighs on the seat of the chair and what sensations are present there. Pressure, hardness, softness, warmth. And so feeling these two sites, the bottom of the feet and the back of the thighs, and just noticing that we are supported by the furniture, by the floor, and we are held by the ground beneath us. So even if we're many stories up, deep below us is the ground. And sometimes when we connect with that in our mind, it can help us feel supported, can help us feel literally grounded, right? Like, oh yeah, there's earth beneath me. You might just imagine and sense being held by this earth, or resting upon it, or just that it's there. Taking another breath. And then noticing other parts of our body. You might notice your back against the chair. Notice your stomach area. Is your stomach tense or tight? See if you can allow it to soften. You might take some deeper breaths. We often hold a lot of tension in the stomach muscles, and it's like a tightness. So just the invitation is to allow, release, softening, and noticing your hands. Are your hands tense or tight? Let them be soft. You might notice tingling, warmth, vibration. And then noticing your arms and shoulders, neck, throat, face, facial muscles soft. And now notice your whole body present here. What do you experience? Now let's turn our attention to the sounds in the room or the sound outside the room. Just listening. Sounds are coming and going. We can listen to the sounds with curiosity, with interest. There's ambient noise, there's maybe specific sounds. And breathing, but really tuning into the sounds and noticing as you're listening to the sounds, how does that make you feel? Does it calm you down? Is it soothing? Or maybe it's not. Maybe it's the opposite. It's agitating. Or maybe neutral. Doesn't matter either way. Listening to sounds as they come and go. No agenda. Not trying to figure the sound out. Just hearing. Now let's shift our attention away from the sounds back into our bodies. See if you can find the sense of your body breathing. Like, where do you notice that your body is breathing? You can notice your stomach rising and falling with each breath. So there's like a expansion and contraction, sort of a tensing and releasing feeling. And let your breath be natural, its own natural rhythm. You don't need to lengthen your breath at this moment. Maybe you notice your breath in your chest area, rising, falling, expanding, contracting. Some people feel their breathing in their nose, so you might notice a coolness and then heat, slight movement, tingling. So for developing focus in meditation, it's helpful for us to have a focus, right? So we would use your breath in your abdomen, your chest, or your nose. Or if you preferred listening to sounds, you can choose that. So for the next part of the meditation, we're going to practice focusing. And this will help to calm our busy minds. It'll help us to have more concentration, more clarity of mind. So focusing in on your breath, or the listening, and choose whichever one you want to try today or what you normally do, or if you're not certain, just pick something. They all work equally well. Breath in one of those areas or listening to sound. When breath ends, the next breath begins. And we might find that we can stay with a breath or two or a sound or two before our minds start thinking about other things. Maybe we start planning, remembering, worrying, comparing, or whatever happens with our mind. This isn't wrong. You're not doing anything wrong. This is really what our minds do. Minds tend to plan and replay and go to all sorts of places. But the meditation practice, it teaches us to return. So when you notice your attention has wandered off, you can say a soft word in your mind, like thinking or wandering, and then bring it back to whatever it was you're focusing on, your breath or the listening. And then we just keep doing that over and over. So that's the first part of the practice. It's really the basics, the foundation of mindfulness meditation. And we're going to try this on our own for a little while, and then I'll shift to something different. But just give it a try, and don't try too hard. Don't stress out about it. I'm just like, oh, what happens? Here I'm with a breath and another breath, and now I'm thinking about lunch. Uh-oh, now everybody's thinking about lunch, right? So then you notice it, and you just say thinking, and then come back to the breathing. And let everything else kind of be in the background. Just stay with the breathing or the listening, unless something is like overwhelmingly obvious, like really obvious, then turn your attention to it and notice it. But then go back to your breathing or the listening. Okay, we're going to try this in silence for a little while. So just let the sounds be in the background. And just notice the impact, like, oh, there's a strong sound, and take a breath. And come back into our bodies, into this present moment. It's always a lesson when we, you know, a strong sound that feels a little scary, our mind goes into the worst case scenario. So just coming back to this present moment, and everything is fine. If someone's, you know, someone's alarm went off or something. Noticing what feels soothing. It's just feeling your breath calming. Maybe go back to your feet on the ground. Feeling the support. So we've been practicing with this focused attention. And now I want to invite us into just a different way of being mindful, a different way of meditating. And this is going to use the power of your imagination some. So for the next part of the meditation, I invite you to bring to mind a time in your life where you felt really deeply at peace, at ease. We felt well, that sense of well-being. And so times we tend to have that are like when we're in nature. So maybe there's a time you remember, and this doesn't have to be a dramatic moment in your life. It could be very simple. You were just at the beach the other day and you were looking out at the ocean and you just felt a sense of well-being, of ease. Or maybe it's with animals. We often have that with our pets, or if a memory, or you can recall just being with your dog or cat or another animal, and or maybe being with a really dear friend and that sense of being held and in their joy or connection. Or maybe it's a place that you've been at some time in your life where you just felt so restful and at ease, present and connected. Or maybe in the midst of a run, or in the midst of creativity. But just see where your mind goes to. Like, when was a time that I felt at home in myself? I felt restful, peaceful, joyful. And these words may be too extreme, even just like, I felt a sense of peace. So see what comes to mind. And when you have something, try to remember where you were, any kind of details. You might remember what you saw or heard, or what you were doing, or what was happening at that moment. And try to remember what you felt at that time. Maybe there is a sense of warmth, openness, expansion, ease, relief, goodness. What did it feel like in that moment of deep, deep well-being? And as you remember that and the qualities you felt in your body, for the last minute or so of the meditation, we're simply going to rest here and allow that feeling of ease, well-being, connection, joy, openness, whatever it is, just allow it to be here. And breathe and sense your body and rest in that well-being that is accessible to you. It is part of you. If you start to space out or think about something else, just redirect right back to the memory or the feeling. Letting it be here. Let the sounds be in the background. And it's interesting because even in the midst of something that feels jarring, we can still have a sense of well-being. It's here for us. It's always here. So just take another tiny bit of time. And if you're not feeling it and you don't know what I'm talking about, that's okay. Just let yourself be where you are. One more breath. So whatever this is that you've been able to bring to mind, may it continue through your day. May it continue to show up in your life in so many ways. May we all find access to deep rest and well-being. So when you're ready, you can open your eyes or end the meditation. So sorry about the interruptions. Sometimes that happens, but that's the whole point of meditation, so that we can have this capacity to handle whatever life brings, even when it interrupted my meditation. It's not fair. It doesn't have to. So I'm Diana Winston. Our center is UCLA Mindful. When you exit on the right, there's a flyer with some information. And for those who are listening online, there's our website and our app, UCLA Mindful, which has every meditation we do in here on it and many, many more. There's lots of free opportunities to practice if you want to learn more. And yeah, there's something, maybe like an Amber Alert, yeah, something like that. Hopefully it will be resolved soon. Last thing I'll mention is I am starting a class in a couple of weeks, an online class on different ways to meditate. So learning how to meditate in a focused way, learning how to meditate in that spacious way we just did. And so that's all on our website. And it should be a really interesting opportunity to learn the ins and outs of mindfulness practice. I'll be in the hallway if you have any questions. And thanks for coming. Oh, very important thing I forgot to say. The next 2 weeks, this meditation is going to be online only. So if you go to the Hammer site, it'll point you to a Zoom link, and we'll be doing it on Zoom because I think they're doing construction and stuff in here. So we'll be back in 3 weeks in person. Okay, thank you.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation from the Hammer Museum. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.